bolstering their wealth, using their savings to buy some real currency, some gold, in order to preserve their purchasing power. So we have some real interesting times ahead of us in the gold market, and there's predictions for gold to be possibly heading 2,000 by the end of the year. So, and of course, you always have those same people out there who will say, oh, you know, gold's too high, you shouldn't be buying it at these levels. And I don't think it's a matter of looking at price of gold at this level, or even silver at this level, or even silver when it was at $50. I think it's something that we need to have in our portfolios, no matter what amount, and it's the accumulation that's important of owning gold and silver. We can look back at these numbers, and I mean, even at 2,000, these numbers seem, you know, well, they seem a lot better than 2,000, and certainly, if we have these numbers by the end of the year, I can only imagine what they'll be like in the next few years, with many predictions looking at gold to be 3,000, 5,000, and even higher.
Well, I really feel that we're seeing the end of our current monetary system. Mm-hmm. Basically, there is no way the United States can ever pay off its debt. Now, certainly, Standard & Poor's wrote America's debt down from AAA to AA+. But this is simply all political shenanigans. America has a debt. It can never pay that debt. Certainly, we have a 10% inflation. Certainly, we'll probably have 20% inflation next year. And nobody's talking about what's really going on. And that is the plan from the people who are running things behind the scenes to progressively destroy the value of our currency. I don't think we're going to have Weimar Republic inflation or Zimbabwe inflation. But all you need to do is have 20% inflation, 30% inflation for a couple of years, and you've resulted in the destruction of the vast majority of the value of our currency. In fact, you compare the dollar today to what it was, Chris, when Nixon took us off the gold standard. It's fallen certainly, about 82% dollars worth, 18 cents today. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody Cedarstrom right here at Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Melody, are people busy buying gold and silver? Is it sort of erratic? One day up, one day down. You haven't seen any real rush into gold and silver?
You know what's funny is when you were just now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Love to hear from you. But basically, we were just saying that you have to look at this, what's going on, from a geopolitical point of view. Europe is a basket case. I mean, we worry about America, but Europe is having very real problems, too. And suddenly, the second largest economy in Europe is France. And they're talking about having their credit rating lowered. Why? Because they have massive debts and their economy is slowing. Certainly the third largest economy in Europe is Italy, and they're even in worse shape, and the very real question is whether they're going to have to default on the debt, and they probably will. And then, of course, we have Spain, and these are massive economies. And of course, we have smaller economies like Greece and Ireland and Portugal, but they're small, and yet they are overwhelming debt and no possible way of ever paying them off, just exactly as we have here. Now, of course, if suddenly the economy was to turn around and they would begin to grow their economy, yes, they get to pay this off. But already where they're sitting right now, they're going to have massive cuts in all sorts of government spending. They're going to have to lay off large numbers of people. Certainly Greece has already raised the age of retirement from 50 to 65, just as here in the United States, we're going to have to raise the age of retirement probably to 69 or 70. There's just no way that these systems will work because there's not enough money to provide all everything that's been promised. The politicians have been lying, and the media has been covering for them. And now comes certainly the day when we're going to have to face reality. They have this new debt reduction committee, and you know very well that they're going to come up with significant cuts in Social Security. They're going to have to come up with changes in Medicare, maybe charge people who are, have a fairly good income, higher fees on it. I don't know how it's going to be handled. But there's just not enough money to pay off all the debts that we have. And right now, of course, the government's taking in about $2.2 trillion a year. Well, Medicare is $700 billion a year. Social Security is $700 billion a year. The military is $750 billion a year. That's $2.15 trillion. That's all the money that's coming in. We're going to have to stop giving money away. We're giving money away about $30 billion a year to other countries. We're having to go out and borrow it. It just doesn't make sense. You can't keep spending money that you don't have indefinitely, or can you? What do you think?
Well, they're certainly going to keep printing the money. I mean, it was funny last week how they brought out Warren Buffett and various other ones who said, hey, we can pay our bills just as long as our printing press keeps going, you know. And it was just like, I can't believe these words have even been spoken, and like it is a good thing that the printing press can continue to pay our bills and to pay our debts. But what's interesting is you had the head of the World Bank today, Robert Zoellick, come out, and he said with what's happening in the European nations as they struggle with their debt, what's happening over here with the downgrading of the credit agency, the credit rating. You see these stock markets that are floundering. He says that with all these events, you know, he talks about the how it has pushed everything into a new danger zone. And, you know, and this is someone from, you know, the world part of the elitist, admitting that you know, there's major danger zones. And of course, you know, we talk about it all being an agenda and everything is planned, which I do agree. But they're confirming, and it just takes people to open up their eyes and to see what is happening. They're telling you what is happening, and certainly people should take heed and listen and protect themselves with the many things that they can do, the various things that they need to do with water, food, and protection and so forth. And, of course, when it comes to their finances, gold and silver.
Well, you know, it's really the old adage is you can't tell the players without a program. And who is Robert Zoellick, who's the president of the World Bank today? Well, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's less than 80 of them. They're the people who run America. I mean, it's very, very simple. There are 80 of them, and their people are always in key positions. In fact, six of the last eight presidents of the World Bank were members of this small little clique. There's only 70, about 80 of them. But six of the last have been members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, just as every president and or president of the United States, every president and or vice president of the United States between 1977 and the year 2008 came from the membership roles of this 80-member group. Basically, we have elections all the time, every 4 years, to pick our president. But we don't pick our president. They pick our president, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, just as right now they're running Rick Perry. You know, he's been to the Bilderberg meetings. He is their man, and you notice how they just keep stressing the importance of Rick Perry. And then, of course, and they speak of Ron Paul, you know, and he came in a strong second. He would have won the election in Iowa, except Michelle Bachmann gave away tickets for 4,000 people. She bought 4,000 votes. She only got 4,800 votes. Ron Paul got 4,700 votes, and basically he didn't buy those votes. Either people are willing to pay their way, the $30 to get into the meeting. Michelle Bachmann bought the election. Ron Paul came in a strong second, 175 votes behind. There were about 225 votes that disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to them, whether they were Ron Paul votes. We don't know where they went. You always worry when votes begin disappearing. But, you know, it sort of reminds me of the headline I saw. It says, Michelle Bachmann wins Iowa election and Poletti comes in third. Not one mention that Ron Paul came in second. The editorial in the Wall Street Journal today was, well, of course, Ron Paul did very well, but since he could, no way he could possibly win the nomination, who else can we have? Aren't we lucky to have Rick Perry? Because the Wall Street Journal is controlled by Fox News. Fox is part of the Rupert Murdoch owns Fox, and he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's one of the elite who run the world, and but this is how the world really works. Well, basically, when you see Robert Zoellick of the World Bank, the president of the World Bank, telling us that things are bad and going to get worse, I think we better listen to him. I think that this is, they are manipulating our reality, but they want us to be discouraged, and they want to bring down our economy, and they want to transfer the leadership of economic leadership of the world to China and to other nations. This is part of a long-range plan, and the average American doesn't understand this small group who run our country, who've intentionally destroyed our economy. There's plenty of money out there, but the banks aren't lending it. Our major banks are sitting on $3 trillion, and they refuse to lend it, at least not to anybody who's not part of the little inner circle. And then, of course, we have the corporations sitting on $2 trillion, and they're not investing it. Why? They're all in on the scam. When you understand why, of course, things are better now. Basically, somebody just called and said that Melody isn't coming in, and so I'm going to turn up her volume. She sounds good here, but please give us a call out there and let us know if Melody's coming through. Melody certainly is on the front lines of this battle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Sydney, Melody, as we look and see what's happening, what are you hearing from your customers? You must be You're getting customers all the time calling you and talking to you about what's going on. What is the impression you get from talking to people?
Well, I'm very fortunate because by the time they call me to purchase their gold and silver or at least to inquire about it, they've already come to the conclusion that, you know, they need to do something. They understand the workings. They understand that this can't continue, that the printing press and our dollar is losing value, and that they do need to turn their paper fiat money that they have into something that's real and as gold. As a gold currency. So they already understand that. It's when you talk to people outside that, you know, perhaps they don't understand gold, or you talk to, or even you listen to some of these programs after they lower our rating. I was watching CNBC the next day and I was listening to the comments of the people who called, and I wasn't watching CNBC, it was C-SPAN I was watching, and listening to the people call in and voice their opinions on the downgrade. It was like, you know, there is no help in this country. I mean, they don't have a clue what is going on. And because they don't have that clue, there's no way. I mean, as long as we have the politicians that we have in Washington, things are not going to be fixed. They're all bought and paid for. They're not going to change anything. Not only do we need cuts, but we need jobs in this country. And until they address all these trade agreements that they put in, place, the NAFTA, the CAFTA, all the other, you know, free trade agreements, and you don't even hear them, the GATT, the WTO, they need to be eliminated along with so many other things with tariffs. I mean, until you eliminate these agreements and you start bringing jobs back into this country, and, you know, people do need to start buying American, but it's really hard to find products made in America, and they're usually a little bit higher priced. People can't afford the higher price objects or the things that they need. But we do need jobs back. And until these situations are addressed and the people in Washington, you know, nothing's going to be fixed. And as long as you have those in Washington that are bought and paid for, well, we can write the end of the story.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But ladies and gentlemen, we punish corporations that stay in America with a 35% corporate tax. We reward those who leave the country with a 0% corporate tax when we wonder why the corporations leave. And, you know, that's really one of the most amazing things that nobody talks about. A melody, people say, well, yes, certainly we ought to go ahead and maybe we ought to go ahead and lower the corporate taxes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Bye.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is just about, I had hoped our new website would be completed for this program, but it looks like it's going to be another week. But they can continue to go to discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. So hopefully by next Tuesday when I'm on, we'll have the new website up and done. But they can go to discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And what happens when people call us, Dr. Stan, is we listen and we educate. We don't have an agenda on selling a type of coin that, you know, gives us the greatest profit and so forth. We really listen to see what's suitable, what people are looking to purchase, and it really does come down to the type of budget that they have. And we believe in a balanced portfolio, something that's very simple and basic. I don't think people need to have coin stores, so many different types of products in their possession to have a great portfolio. I think you get good products, quality products, and you accumulate. You continue to accumulate. And once you get to a certain level, if you want to diversify a little bit, then you can start doing that. But it's kind of like building a home. You want your foundation built first. And that's what we build on, is a foundation. And then we continue to grow your portfolio with adding various products or just the same ones that you already have. But the whole point is to accumulate during these periods of yes, gold is 1700. Yes, gold is 1800. Yes, gold is going to be 1900. And it really, as high as the price is, you cannot let that stop you, even with silver. Silver will be 50. Silver will be 60. You can't look at it that it's too expensive to purchase, because you're going to be hurt more if you don't purchase it. It's going to cost you more if you keep those fiat currencies, because they are going to do something. And have you ever known government not to mess with any program? So they are going to come in after. I personally believe they're going to tinker with the IRAs, the pension funds, and so forth. So you do need to get those protected. Find out what you have. I can't tell you, Dr. Stan, how many times people call me and they have questions about their 401, and I send them right back to their 401. Get the paperwork. You need to learn about what you have available to you, what you can do with your 401, if anything. You know, some of them will allow you a percentage to roll over and into an IRA. You can roll it over into an IRA, and then you can pull it out of there. So there are things that you can do, but you have to know all about what you have and be active with your finances. your financial planners are not active to your benefit. And they get told what to do. They get told what to sell. And so just be very careful. And please call me with any questions. We'd be more than happy to help you, to direct you. We're not financial planners. But, you know, people oftentimes call me and they say, thank you for, you know, helping me decide to make decisions, you know. So because we're all in the same boat, you know. We all have pretty much the same objections or the same objective in order in purchasing gold and silver.
We, you know, we have a pretty good idea what's happened down through the ages with money when they gave up or abandoned a gold and silver backing. Basically, they destroyed the value of the currency in ancient Greece. And that statement is attributed to Aristotle. I'm not certain it's correct, but supposedly Aristotle said this: there is absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money, as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. Well, of course, where did you ever get perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings? The people in the Fed are doing everything they can to suddenly increase their own wealth. And believe me, the people who are involved in banking are getting gold and silver because they know that we're going to destroy the value of our currency. There's no incidence in all history where a nation has gone on to a fiat money system when it survived, and it's been tried so many times, you know, down through the ages, whether it would be we know, of course, they did the same thing in ancient Rome, and it was in about 300 A.D. when Diocletian had put on wage and price controls because they had created so much money and prices were just running out of all proportion. And we saw this in France in the early 1700s with John Law in the France in the late 1700s after the French Revolution. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. You got a question? Give us a call.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty.
This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the whole house water fluoride removal system and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
America was the largest, creditor nation in the world. Today, America is the largest borrowed nation in the world. We have the greatest debt that's ever been accumulated by any country throughout the history of recorded time. The debt is not simply some $14.3 or $4 trillion. The real debt, if you did this proper actuarially, would be somewhere between $70 trillion and $100 trillion. But nobody's going to talk about that sort of thing. I mean, listen to people like Martin Weiss. Listen to the people who have been watching this. Harry Schultz, Richard Russell, they will all tell you. America is bankrupt. Even the president of Singapore was bemoaning the fact recently that America, of course, was going to cease to be the person with the reserve currency. People throughout the world are looking to another currency because they know they cannot trust the dollar. And, of course, there's about $300 trillion out there. At least it's not printed, but it's all in form of electronic entries. And when people begin to dump their dollars, it's going to just flood this country with money. We're going to have inflation like you couldn't believe. And, of course, that will, of course, destroy the value of our pensions, of our retirement funds, of our insurance policies, of our annuities, of our CDs, of anything that is mediated in the dollars. And the things that are going to be of inherent value are going to be commodities, things that have inherent value. But remember, and as Ken Fromm told Lindsey Williams before he died, paper money is worth, well, it's not even worth the paper it's printed on, and that is really true. And Ken Fromm, very close to the elite who run the world, talked about our money. And when Lindsey asked him, well, what is our money? Why, of course, Ken Fromm said, we deal. The elite, deal in gold and silver. And they do. It is just the peons, the foolish people, who actually believe what they hear on television and what they read in the newspapers and magazines, and think that somehow a piece of paper with a figure printed on it has some inherent value. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and certainly what Bob Chapman says, and I think he's right, we're right now about 10.7% inflation. By the end of this year, we'll be at 14% inflation. By next year, will be a 20 to 30% inflation, and the following year, a 40 to 50% inflation. And a few years like that, forget about the value of your savings and everything you've spent your whole life accumulating. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Melody, I'm sure you talked to your people who contact you about this sort of thing. Do most of them really understand the fraudulent nature of paper money?
Well, I think they understand that you can't pay debt with, you can't borrow in order to pay off your debt. And I think they probably understand that a little bit more than the actual, worthlessness of our fiat currency. They do have an idea. And like I said, by the time they get to calling me and purchasing gold, they know they need to change. They know they need to convert their worthless dollars into something, into a real currency like gold. So they do have a better understanding. I don't think they understand unless they listen to, in depth to many programs, but more and more on even the mainstream programs, they're, beginning to talk more and more about the problems. And, of course, there's more advertisements for gold and so forth, which has brought a new level of awareness of the product. So a lot of those people, they still listen to what is being taught on mainstream, but yet, you know, they do have a connection to gold. Perhaps maybe they're going into more gold for more of a greed factor because of the predictions of, you know, 2000 gold and so forth. But so, yes, it's slowly beginning to seep into their minds as far as needing gold or silver in their portfolios. But the mass majority of the people of this country, no, I don't think they even have a clue with what's going on. Not after I heard the comments from C-SPAN. I mean, after listening to C-SPAN that one morning, I kind of lost all hope, Dr. Steve.
Well, remember, C-SPAN's part and parcel of the problem. Well, we've got
Pat. Yeah, I know, but still.
Well, basically, you have to, I'm sure you know, the media's control, C-SPAN's controlled, mm-hmm. ABC, yep. NBC, CBS, CNN, CNBC. They're all part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control all of the major publishing houses. So often, I will have a author who has a wonderful book, and they will tell me, off the air, that they tried, you know, dozens of publishers, and many of these are well-known authors, dozens of publishers, and nobody would touch their book. And they went to Trine Day. We worked very closely with Chris Milligan. He publishes the book and does a pretty good job of getting him out. Not as well, of course, as Doubleday, and of course, not as well as Zondervan, and the other establishment publishers. But at least, of course, he gets the book out, and that's, of course, why people write books, and they hope to make money on it, but the most important thing is they want to get the information out, and that's what we want, too, and we've got some great books from Trine Day. We can talk about those later, but right now our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got a Pat calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Pat. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Melody, and I really appreciate your program. I listen to it all the time, and you've got some great information. And but I'd like to ask her a question. As far as gold is concerned, right now, do you recommend like numismatic or semi-numismatic or bullion, or what is your recommendation for buying right now?
I always go back to the suitability of a person. You know, I think you have to look to what, you know, sometimes people have enough where they just want to have product to where they can purchase things in the future, how they want to break it up. We normally give a recommendation of 70-80% gold, 20-30% in silver, and then we break it down from there. And again, it's really what's suitable. I think true numismatics, no. I mean, that's for a true collector. And you do need a special market. You do need a special buyer. But there's so much misrepresentation and misinformation out there because you have all these various dealers who have their own agenda on what they want to push. There really aren't any bad coins. It's just the bad dealers who misrepresent the coins and the products. And we do try to educate. So I don't think there's any one particular good product, but that's what we do at Discount. We listen. And we go from there. We tell you what this product is for. Every coin has a place and a purpose. And it's really our job to explain to you what that is to help you make an informed decision. There isn't any other gold dealer that I know of that'll do that for you. But that is where we are very unique. And you know what? It takes time. But we take
it. So do you deal in mostly bullion then, or? Like modern American Eagles and stuff like that, or
we do a lot of the three most popular gold bullion coins would be the American Gold Eagle, the Canadian Maple Leaf, and the South African Krugerrand. I do not recommend any of the commemorative coins because you usually pay a larger premium for them, and really they're nothing more than melt value product. So I bought
one of those once, and it hasn't done nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I mean, I didn't pay a lot for it, but it's still what I paid for it.
and that's what they do. I think those coins are okay if you were charged what we would charge. But a lot of these dealers, because they are commemorative, they can make them sound attractive, and they can charge the higher premiums on them. But when really they should really just track melt, like a bullion coin. The same way goes with the 90% coins. There's a lot of dealers out there that'll push. One of my pet peeves is, the 50-cent walking liberties, the walkers. I've seen prices on a single circulated, not a clean one, but an uncirculated one, at $22 for a 50-cent piece. Our price is like $17. So, that's a huge, huge markup.
Wow. That's huge, yeah. I need your number.
Pardon?
Who wants your telephone number, Melanie?
800-375-4188.
And Patrick.
375-4188.
4188.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Pat?
And we do.
No, I just wanted to know, see that FBI report about, something about people helping, them pick up American terrorists, and they give a list of all these things that they want you to look for, and one of them was like people with, missing fingers or hands, and it was so ridiculous. I couldn't believe some of the things they were asking about.
And the other thing is, boy, but if you are wanting to pay cash for anything, that really means you've got to be a terrorist.
Right. There are basically people that were buying volume or paying in cash, or if you had, any religious statements that you would make.
Pat, this is all part of their effort to get information on law-abiding, patriotic American citizens. There is no threat from terrorism. The terrorist movement has been funded by our leaders since its inception. And basically, we carry a book written by Robert Baer, who is 25 years with the CIA. The CIA. The book is called See No Evil. And in the foreword of the book, in the first chapter, he talks about one of the high-ranking CIA officials who set off the record when the dust finally settles after September 11th. The American people will realize what happened that day was not a failure of intelligence, but a triumph. How could the death of 3,000 Americans be a triumph? Why, hell, else are we going to get the American people to go into the war? The book, See No Evil, by Robert Baer, is available from Radio Liberty. Anything else, Pat, before we let you go?
I think it's a setup for future martial law is what I think.
I think you're absolutely right. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, let's go to John calling from Spokane. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was recently asked to call into a program where they had an expert on 911. And of course, he backed everything that the government said, and how terrible the terrorists were and how they were trying to take over our country and destroy America. And, and how anybody who did not believe the official government story on what happened on September 11th was obviously a demented and some sort of a raging lunatic. And I just said to him, certainly it's the most amazing thing to me that the FBI claims and the government claims the FBI had no idea who those 19 terrorists were before the attack and had no idea the attack was coming. And yet, of course, the day after the attack, they knew the identity of all 19. They knew that they had their pictures. And they knew their whole pedigree. And they announced that. And yet today, 6 of those 19 people are alive and well and living over in the Middle East. And you can check this out on your search engine. You can just put in 19 terrorists, 9-1 terrorists that were alive in the Middle East. And government never has denied that they're alive. They just don't. They don't refute it. They just ignore it. But anybody out there in the listening audience can tell me how 6 of those 19 terrorists could be alive, or even one of them could be alive after he was killed that day. Why? Please give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, let's go to John. Hi, John. How are things up there in Spokane?
Oh, pretty good. I just want to hearten Melanie. On this whole thing. The other day, Dr. Stan, you had Bob Chapman on and you were talking about how, the same thing like with that Melanie had mentioned about not reaching enough people fast enough. But when you were talking about that, I was thinking, look what's happened with Ron Paul. And it wasn't anything like that last time. And here it is, this huge change. And despite all the suppression and what have you, they can't hold us down. The people are waking up really, really fast. I'll have conversations with people now and get a different response than I did a while ago. I had a neighbor who was, I mean, just completely smug and turned off to all this type of thing, thinking anybody that would think this way is a nutcase. And in the last few months, he's completely turned around, not because of anything I said, just because of what's happened. And he's woken up. And then young people, I've recently been talking to young people, and the number of them that have seen zeitgeist, the loose change and what have you, it's surprising. And these are 19, 20, 22-year-old type people. And so I see this starting to happen. It's going to start happening exponentially. And so what you're doing is good. I think that what's important for listeners to do is to then, after getting all this information from the guests and the different programs that you have, for them to pick their battles. We get overwhelmed because we can't do it all. It's like we're getting hit from every angle possible. But then, like your guests do, whether it's Melanie or Bob or any of these people, they can take up their particular cause locally, whether it's Agenda 21 or whether it's educating people on vaccines or whatever the case may be, or simply going to a printer and getting placards printed up to listen to Radio Liberty on their local channel or on the internet or Alex Jones' show or whatever the case may be. And everybody can just do a little tiny bit locally. Eventually, this thing's going to spread like wildfire. And I'm not even talking social media and what can be done with email and the internet. So I think there's a lot of hope, but I also think that it's going to definitely get dark before it gets light. We haven't seen the worst of it yet, but I think the importance of waking people up is key. Whoa. And how we handle it as individuals, I think, is the test. It's going to seek out every individual's weakness, whether their weakness is anger or fear or apathy or whatever the case may be. And just like how life does that, it'll exploit it. And in times like this, it's time for people to be warned that this is what's going to happen, and then to fortify their spiritual strength. That's my two cents.
Well, Melody, how would you respond to John?
Well, I do agree with him. I had a client the other day who told me when he used to go to his family functions, no one would speak to him. He'd be over in the corner like a wallflower. He says now when he goes to family functions, they want to sit next to him and they ask him questions.
John, things are going to get a lot worse. But just look at it this way. Unless they get worse, they're never going to get better. So
yeah.
We've got a long way to go, but it may be the best thing in the world.
Without We're all in this suffering, together.
God bless. Thanks so very much, and keep up the great work.
Okay, good.
Well, Melody, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Personally, I actually think that the Tea Party, I mean, I don't agree.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out.
Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Mentioned that Melody worked with us. Holy said she's got a great reputation, and you know she's so good because she doesn't mark things up so much. I mean, some of the people that I work with, he was saying to, you know, do market them up a great deal, but she has low markups and has a great reputation. So I just sort of grinned. I didn't say anything. One more time, get your telephone number out there, Melody, and then we'll let you go.
What I don't understand is these hosts, they deal with the higher gold dealers, and I don't understand that. But 800-375-4188, that's 1-800-375-4188, our website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
And next time we talk to Melody, hopefully she'll have a new website up. God bless.
So
thanks
true.
So much, Melody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And because I was Melody Cedarstrom, and so she does support us, but she takes good care. We've never, in the 6, 7, or 8 years she's been with us, never had a complaint from anybody who's dealt with her. And that's the reason she's with us, and an awful lot of the others we've had are no longer with us, simply because they took advantage of our listeners, and I have an obligation to you. I will always do the best I can. I'm not perfect. Once in a while, I'll make a mistake. But ordinarily, if I feel that somebody is taking advantage of our listeners, well, they will no longer be on this program. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And we've had some very generous gifts here recently, and I really do appreciate it. We have a couple of wonderful advertisers, but we still, of course, we've got 65 stations now every week that we've got to support. So if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you'd like to advertise with us, we have room for perhaps one or two more advertisers. Won't take more than that, but if you're in a position, why give us a call? And then, of course, we do hope, of course, some of you will want to start thinking about coming to our October 23rd conference. Here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, we're going to have a great lineup of speakers. That's October 23rd. It's a Sunday. I will be speaking in Littleton, Colorado on the 17th of September, four weeks from this coming Saturday. And if you're interested, well, you can call our 800 number and learn more about that. But, of course, we hope you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Because you have to understand that nothing is it appears to be. And, of course, there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. This is not simply a political battle or an ideological battle or a cultural battle or a financial battle. It is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, and financial battlefield. But behind what's going on are powerful spiritual forces, and they're described well in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get our talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with both of those. Want to get the material that we have going into the background of the various forces working behind the scenes. And Sydney, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, we want you to tell other people about our program and encourage them to listen, encourage them to get involved, and of course, to tell others about what we're doing here and to get them certainly committed in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. A battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for the other people involved in this. Please pray for Alex Jones as well. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who, of course, writes a daily blog. Well, he writes it four or five times a day, dealing with what's going on here in California. But, of course, his ramifications of these things all across America, because, believe me, as California goes, so goes the nation. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Always glad to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you bring us up to date with what's going on? Certainly, what was this whole fracas up in San Francisco about? Certainly, they had to cut off cell phone communication there in the BART station. What's this really all about?
Well, this is going on worldwide. There are these flash mobs and just regular mobs. You've seen the catastrophe in England last week where young people trashed several cities for 5 or 6 days on end. Philadelphia has been trashed, and the mayor has spoken out against it and still being trashed. Chicago has gone through this for several weeks where bands of teenagers are causing a ruckus, burning cars, killing people. This is not just San Francisco. Now, San Francisco, they had a problem with BART, and so a flash mob of teenagers has decided to close it down. And they actually kidnapped a train full of people. And let me define kidnapping. That's when you don't allow a person to move away from where they are. They had, there have been pictures in the, on the internet of these hoodlums standing in the doorway so the passengers on BART are not allowed to leave the train. You had four BART stations forced to close because 200 kids created such trouble that they couldn't do that. Then you had an anonymous hacker, and that's the name, anonymous hacker, who stole over 2,500 names, addresses, and email addresses of people who have signed up for a website for BART to get information on the subway system in the Bay Area. And this is not just San Francisco. This is going on worldwide.
Well, you would think that they could track down whoever this is, who has this information. I mean, this is serious crimes. But are they really trying to stop it, or are they simply going to utilize this to justify you're taking over the Internet and preventing us from utilizing this for free exchange of information? Is it possible that a lot of this is being created intentionally to justify a clampdown to take away our freedom?
Well, just the opposite. The police in San Francisco have decided to allow the protesters to close down BART. They have refused to arrest anybody involved in this mayhem in San Francisco. The cops saw the kids, were there with the kids, did not arrest a single person who kidnapped a train full of people or who closed down the BART station.
Steve, I hate to say this, but this is exactly what they did to the Chicago riots back in 1969, when, of course, they were paying these kids to riot, and then, of course, the police did nothing. This is what they did to the Rodney King riots. The police were told not to intervene. This is what happened to the riots in Seattle. The police were told not to intervene. This is what happened in London recently. The police were told not to intervene until things got out of hand. Could it be that the people at the top want this sort of lawless situation? I don't know any other logical explanation, but we'll get your thoughts when we get back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Steve. Is it possible that this thing is really being encouraged by the leaders there in San Francisco because they want this state of lawlessness?
I think there's no other explanation for a police department that allows illegal aliens to run loose at the request of the city, who are not allowed to pick up illegal aliens, that put illegal aliens on buses to hide them from the federal government when the illegal aliens are drug dealers. Now you have people destroying BART stations in the Bay Area, specifically in the city of San Francisco, and the police do nothing. You know that they would do something if they could, because that's what cops do. It is this, the Board of Supervisors and the mayor who have told the cops, leave them alone, let them riot, it'll die down in a few days. Well, I got to tell you, I have some trips planned to San Francisco. I've canceled them. I'm not going to San Francisco. And I can't believe anybody would want to go to a town that is so lawless that the public transportation system is no longer safe, and the cops refuse to protect the tourists and the citizens of San Francisco from hoodlums.
I concur with you totally. Well, that certainly is a very tragic situation. My fear is we're going to see more and more of this lawlessness as it's actively being encouraged by our political leaders so that they can justify extending their control over the lives of the people. Well, so the, Steve, what are some of the other things that are going on in the state now? Where do we stand with, of course, the rapid transit, the so-called bullet trains? And we know the Chinese at one time were offering to come in and actually put these in, pay for them, and then they would own the bullet trains. Is this still being contemplated, or has this thing pretty well been put to rest?
But the fascinating thing is that the Democrats in the state Senate and state assembly are now opposed to it. They've figured out that in the Bay Area, that there is going to be a lot of dislocation, and that there's one area in Fresno where there are 400 separate sections where the noise from the trains will be so great there's no way to ameliorate the noise, that people are going to have very loud noises in their homes. In Southern California, they're going to lose, up into the Central Valley, they're going to lose farmland to the train, valuable farmland, and the government will determine how much money they'll pay the farmers. It's just a disaster. And finally,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan Stevens, certainly saying that up in San Francisco, where they had the problem with BART, that basically, of course, the police officers wanted to be clamped down on these kids, especially when they suddenly took over control of the plane, of the trains. But, of course, the police were ordered not to intervene, to let these unruly young people just create all sorts of havoc. Now, this suggests that our leaders want this sort of state of lawlessness, and as it gets worse and worse, then they can use that to clamp down on law-abiding citizens, to take away the use of the Internet, and to expand dramatically the police control over our societies by actively encouraging lawlessness by preventing the police from intervening. They did this in Seattle when they had the riots there. They did this at the Rodney King riots. It's standard operating procedure. The average individual doesn't know. Basically, this is what happened in London recently, where the police were told not to intervene. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like deja vu all over again, and you better understand a lot of this lawlessness is actively being encouraged from people in political power. Now, then, of course, Sydney Steve is talking about the bullet trains, and Sydney, I guess, is getting a lot of opposition, even from the Democrats and the Assembly and the Senate there in Sacramento, because, of course, it's going to take out a lot of farmland. It's going to create a real noise problem in Fresno. And pick the story up there, Steve.
Well, everywhere the bullet train goes, and by the way, it's not really a bullet train. It's not going to be going very fast because there are too many stops and there's not enough passengers. But they will continue moving this train if allowed to. But the problem is now they realize that there are too many current jobs that are going to be lost. The economic dislocation to the agricultural community is going to be dramatic, and the noise will not be able to be handled. So the Democrats realize they are going to be blamed for this, along with Arnold, our former amateur governor, who pushed this choo-choo train. And they're the ones who are going to wind up losing elections because of this. So they are now putting restrictions on it, so much so, led by Senator Lowenthal of the Long Beach area. And he has a series of measures in that will pretty well stop it. Then, of course, you have the federal government not being able to pay for it because they don't have any money. And we're going to see, at some point in time, we're going to see the ghost of the choo-choo train go off to Never Never Land.
I mean, the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of was they were going to put, I think it was cost $20 or $40 billion to build a strip of track from Cochrane to Borden, from Borden to Cochrane out in the Central Valley, and nobody's ever heard of either one of the areas, and yet this was where they were going to start this bullet train and put in $20 to $40 billion to get it started there. Well, anyway, of course, I hope that the best thing that can happen is that this dies a natural death. Now, basically, what's going on in the Central Valley of California? Certainly, we know for a couple of years they shut the water off to the farmers there because of the three-inch pike or whatever it was, three-inch fish. But this wasn't it at all. I'm firmly convinced that the people in Washington, D.C., wanted to destroy the agriculture in the Central Valley of California. They are not concerned about the fish. They wanted to destroy the agriculture. They wanted to impoverish our people. They wanted to put people out of work. They wanted to shift agriculture production for fruits and vegetables out of the Central Valley, and of course they wanted to impoverish the farmers there, which have done a pretty good job of it. Are they going to give them any water this year? Do you have any ideas, Steve?
Well, yeah, they are getting a lot of water because we had a great deal of rainfall. The problem is it may be too late because too many of the farmers have gone under or have put their land to fallow because they're not able to get the financing to buy the grain and the seeds to farm. So this may be too late, and it looks like that. We do know that in the last 2 years, though, the price of corn has doubled, but that's because of the federal government's subsidy of ethanol, which is another story of government waste. But there's just not enough financing through the banks or the federal government to get the farms going, even though there's water right now. So that's what they're facing. Excuse me. They may have a if we have the rains again next year, the farmers may be able to grow. But it's going to take 5 to 6 years or more before they can recover from the government drought. We always had enough water. The government just wouldn't allow the farmers to use it.
And, of course, basically my understanding is a lot of the farmers lost a lot of the fruit trees. Many of these are trees that take them 20 or 30 years to grow. And simply there was no water for them, and they just died. Have you heard that?
Well, I do an awful lot of traveling, as you know, around the state. I drive the 99 and the 5. And last week I was up north of Sacramento in Lake County and Colusa County. And, yes, there are a lot of tree crops that are not being grown because there was no water for 3 or 4 years. And those trees have died, and it'll take a decade or more to get those going again. So it was a total catastrophe, which is why I say in my newsletter that California is in a depression and will stay in a depression for at least a generation. It will take us that long to recover.
Well, what are we running with the unemployment? Last thing I heard was about, 12.5%, one of the highest in the nation. Is it still doing that?
It's the second highest in the nation. And the actual, when you include those who've been discouraged from working, those who work part-time, those who want to work more hours, the actual number's over 20% in California.
Okay, well, Sydney, it's a tragic situation. Now, are we still losing our companies, our corporations? Sydney, we know that so many corporations have left here. I know that we had one that was making solar panels. I think we gave them, I don't know, $500 million to move here. And after we gave them the $500 million, they decided to move to China because China gave them a better deal, was going to give them a lot higher subsidies. So simply after we gave them $500 million and they invested it, I assume they spent it, then they just picked up with all of their jobs and moved to China. Now, certainly, what about these restrictions they have as far as carbon emissions are concerned? Are many of our corporations still expressing concern about that, our trucking industry? What's happening? We're not hearing too much about that, but this was legislation that was passed to cap carbon emissions. Where do we stand?
Well, the AB 32 has been ruled legal and constitutional, and the state of California is losing jobs. The cost to businesses to retrofit is just too high. The lead story in my newsletter for tomorrow morning is about an Orange County firm that, because of fees and taxes, is forced to move to Texas, where they were able to get a really good deal in Corpus Christi rather than in Orange County. So they that's a major problem too, but the AB 32 has cost the consumer, every time you buy a loaf of bread, it costs more because of AB 32, because the trucks have to have the new diesel to it. And some corporations are already raising the price of shipping just to pay for the new trucks that actually were not needed in the first place, but AB 32 demanded it in California. So the carbon tax is on every one of us, whether we go out to dinner, We buy groceries. We buy shoes at the mall. Every item we pay for costs more because of AB 32. Worse than that, firms are leaving the state because they can't afford to stay in business because of AB 32. So not only are consumer products higher, but we're actually losing jobs. And I would call this the AB 32 depression.
Well, now, basically, we know locally where we are because they're closing down the local post office, and certainly they've got to consolidate into another post office. It's going to certainly have an impact on us because we have a mail-order business where we, of course, mail our books out. Now we're going to have to take them elsewhere. But are you hearing this across the state that they're beginning to close down post offices? Because I think the post office lost something like $8.5 billion last year, and it was totally unnecessary if they'd been able just to cut down to 5-day mail delivery instead of the 6-day. But because of the federal government, even though they're supposedly a private corporation, they can't do what's logical to try to run a more efficient or cost-efficient organization.
Well, the interesting thing, Dr. Stan, is that they are about to close 3,500 post offices nationwide, but they also have a planned attrition rate over the next 2 to 3 years of 100,000 workers. But they also have, beyond that, 120,000 workers on the payroll they do not need. And they're trying to get rid of those workers, but they have to ask permission of unions and Congress before they can do what an ordinary business would do, is get rid of unneeded workers. In effect, we're paying 120,000 people for a job that's not needed. And that's why the post office has a deficit of over $8.5 billion, which the federal government is not going to cover. And what's going to happen is that the pension system of the post office is going to collapse, and then that's going to be put on the people of the United States to pay the pensions for these workers that they've known for years they didn't need in the first place. We use in our home and business very few stamps anymore. Everything's by email. Everything is by PDF. You can pay online. You can pay through PayPal and other such services. The post office is the buggy whip of the 21st century.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Chris, from our point of view,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Then, because one reason is because people are not using the mail as much as they were, and right now, because from our point of view, and I realize that's very selfish, but we do have a mail order business. It's very convenient because, of course, it's just not too far from where we live. I don't know what's going to happen. I think this is all going to change, and who knows? Well, anyway, we've got Barbara calling from Santa Cruz, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to Barbara from Santa Cruz. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. I was just noticing, you know, the remark regarding the fact that a lot of people don't use the mail. We run a mail order business, and a lot of our people still do use the mail. They do not want to use credit cards. They do not want to go over the internet. They don't do want all of these things. I don't myself. I'm sorry. I order through either catalog or I go and buy it. I am not going to go on the internet and do it. I think this is a destruction of a whole system that is going to do away with a lot of more employees. We have a local post office that is going to go under. A lot of employees are going to lose their jobs because of all of this thing. And I think I just don't agree with it. I will not do it. I do not want my information up on the internet by any means. And we have a lot of people who do the same thing. They do not want to use all of this technology. They still want to stay the way they are.
Well, because we have this happens to be my wife. we have a very unique clientele. In other words, these are people, rugged individuals. They know that if you buy something on the internet, the government's going to have a permanent record of it. They are keeping track of everything you buy. They're keeping track of everything you sell. Basically, they have installed on every new laptop computer a little camera so they can watch you even when your camera is turned off. People, when your laptop's turned off. People don't understand. We've passed George Orwell's 1984. We're going to the nightmare stage. Anything else, Barbara?
Well, one other thing is I like the catalogs. I will order through the catalogs, but I will not order online.
Well,
because I just don't agree with it.
Okay.
Wouldn't you love to live with me?
I do live with you, and I love you very dearly. God bless. Anything else, Barb?
No, but I am very opinionated, but I do not agree with this whole idea of doing away with the Postal Service. I think we could have cut it back to the you know, 4 or 5 days a week. We could have preserved jobs for these people. I'm sure they would have appreciated it. We have people, local people, who are going to lose their jobs.
Sure.
And this is unbelievable. I mean, I think they would rather have cut back an extra day, and we don't need mail 6 days a week.
You sure don't, and we could get by with 4 days or 3 days.
Yes,
a week.
We could have done. We can do by with 4 days a week, but we don't know. And I'm sorry, but the internet is destroying the function of this
country.
I know it is. Well, I agree with you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. And so, Steve, I will not ask you to comment on that because you'll get us both into trouble. But basically, of course, I know how my wife feels. She doesn't like to get onto the Internet. She has two computers and won't use either one of them. And I don't blame her, you know, I at least like to have a much. I like to see what I'm going to buy in a catalog rather than up on the internet. But I'll have to admit, once in a while, I do buy on the internet. And yet, of course, the majority of the people are, as you say, buying on the internet today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We live in a changing world, ladies and gentlemen. But they're going to start cutting back on the post office. They wouldn't have to if they'd let the post office be run like a business. But because it is a quasi-government operation, they have to get permission to Congress to do anything. And the unions say, well, we don't want to go to a five-day week. Well, basically, a lot of the employees are going to end up with a zero-day week. They're going to lose their employment. What we need to do is let the free enterprise system be free. What we need to do is simply to curb this massive bureaucracy that's regulating every aspect of our lives. What we need to do is have a new birth of freedom. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Frank, and he puts out a newsletter 3 times a day. You'll want to get it. I read it regularly when it comes, several times a day. Keeping us abreast of what's going on with California and across the nation. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, Stephen, where do we stand as far as the pension for state employees here and municipal employees as well? Apparently, a lot of these corporations, a lot of the cities are going to have real trouble. Even the state's going to have real trouble meeting its pension obligations, especially if we get a major downturn in the economy. And then what's going to happen when we have inflation and they've destroyed the value of the dollar so that even though you may get your 75% of your pension, the dollar's lost 75% of its value. Then what happens to the retiree?
Well, in fact, in a place called Central Falls, Rhode Island, that city's pension system was so bad, they're just now cutting back. They went bankrupt, and they are now cutting back on the pensions that are given out to those who had been receiving them. Pritchard, Alabama, the same thing. They are cutting back and in some cases stopping pensions of cops and firefighters who earn the pensions. There's just no money. And so we're going to start seeing that here in California. We already know the state teachers fund, CalSTRS, is insolvent, and the only way they continue to send out checks is the state of California has a budget item of $644 million that goes to CalSTRS to help them send out checks to retirees. 15, 17 years from now, at the most, it'll be totally out of money. And it's already been declared insolvent. It's unsustainable. Even Jerry Brown yesterday called the state health care program and CalPERS unsustainable, that they are so far in debt that there's no way to continue it. And then we're going to have to reform those systems. Governor Brown has said that now that the legislature is back in session, and they're in session until September 9th in Sacramento, that he's going to provide some legislation for pension reform. Too little, too late. The Democrats wouldn't allow it before.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Stephen will be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for Stephen Frank, who's our guest. And of course, Stephen was just saying that Governor Brown has said that CalPERS and is it both CalPERS and CalSTRS, CalPERS being C-A-L-P-E-R, and then CalTERS being the teachers, are they both insolvent?
No, CalSTRS is insolvent.
CalSTRS is insolvent, okay.
CalPERS has over $500 billion in unfunded liabilities, and they have no way to pay off all the people who are currently receiving their pensions. So they're in trouble, and we're going to have to cut them back. The California League of Cities, in fact, has requested a legal opinion on how much they can cut back current pensioners' pensions. And so in a few short years, you're going to start seeing people who worked a lifetime to get a government pension being in a situation where they won't be able to receive the money because the money just is not there.
What a tragedy. Well, suddenly, if you're out in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can get your daily blogs or three times a day blogs sometimes. Go ahead.
All they have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com. CAPoliticalNews.com. Click on that, and to the top right of the website is a subscription icon. Click on that. It's free. We don't charge anything. We just ask that you read it every day. And you'll be kept up to date on the type of information that the mainstream media does not want you to know about or refuses to report.
And what people don't understand is basically our pension funds are insolvent and they are going to go from bad to worse. And so many people who are already retired are going to lose significant amount of their retirement. The same thing is going to happen with Social Security. There is not enough money to continue putting out the Social Security. There is no Social Security fund. So what the politicians have decided to do, although they're not going to tell the common people, is that they're going to simply, rather than publicly default, they're going to simply covertly default by destroying the value of the currency, and then they can pay off their Social Security obligations with money that's worth a half or a third or a quarter or a fifth, what the commitment was. And we're already on the way with a 10% inflation this year, probably 20% next year and 30% the year after that. Won't be very long before, of course, they'll be able to pay off all their obligations with money that has essentially very little, if any, value. So it's a tragic situation, but people better understand where we're headed and begin making their preparations accordingly. Would you agree or disagree with that, Stephen?
No, absolutely. We've been devaluing our money. There's a thing that the Fed has been doing called QE1 and QE2, which is quantitative something or other. And what that really means is that's a fancy word for them printing money to pay the debt. And that's what they've done twice now. And it caused just a calamity on Wall Street. It made it appear like we have real money going. And now some of the liberals are trying to suggest that we need a QE3, that we print another $750 billion. And of course, if you do that, the value of the dollar goes down, because it's just spread out that much more.
Well, unfortunately, why, of course, if they do not do that, the economy is going to collapse. They put about $3 to $4 trillion in the economy over the last 3 to 4 years. And, of course, it's given us a 9.1% to 9.2% unemployment. It's really up around 22% if you take the U6 and take away the birth-death ratio. But be that as it may, if you're using the by their own statistics, it started with about 6% unemployment. And after investing all that money to stimulate the economy, why, of course, we now have a 9.1 to 9.2% unemployment. And if they stop simply stimulating the economy, it's going to totally collapse. So I don't think that they have the courage to really stop doing this. I think they're going to continue inflating our money until we get into a war, and they'll be able to use that as a justification for saying, well, the economy collapsed and our money was destroyed, but it's not our fault. It's that wicked whoever it was over there in Iraq or Afghanistan or Tunisia or Egypt or Syria. We'll blame it on the Muslim Brotherhood. Incidentally, it's been funded by the CIA and the MI6 since its inception in 1928. If you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, The Devil's Game, you need to get it. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We're turning the whole of the Middle East over to the Muslim Brotherhood, a creation of our own intelligence agencies, the best enemy that American and British money could buy. Well, Stephen, what are some of the other items that you're carrying? You've got so many interesting articles every single day on what's going on here in California.
There's something else that folks should understand. As we know in California, the fiscal year starts on July 1st of every year. The governor signed a balanced budget bill on the 22nd of June, saying that he now has balanced the budget. The state controller issued a report last week that shows that instead of having a balanced budget, just in the first 31 days of the fiscal year, the state of California had an $11.1 billion deficit. In 1 month, an $11 billion deficit. Now, you can't tell me that they didn't know that. You sign a balanced budget and you start with a deficit on July 1st that in 31 days balloons to $11 billion. Jerry Brown cannot be that stupid. Our state legislature cannot be that stupid. And by the way, no Republican voted for that so-called balanced budget that is now $11 billion in deficit. Then the other part of the story is that we had a little over $500 million of revenues that did not come in. Now think about that for a moment. You have an $11.1 billion budget deficit. You have $500 million that did not come in. In other words, the so-called balanced budget had planned for a deficit of $10.6 billion in the first month. That is corruption to the highest level. They never told us that we were going to be in this type of a deficit. The governor claimed the deficit was only $4 billion when it winds up to be 11. And then you may ask, Dr. Stan, how they paid for the $11 billion deficit. And that makes it even more fascinating. According to the state controller, they did two things. They borrowed money internally as well as borrowing money externally. Now, what do they mean when they say they borrowed money internally? Well, they don't have any money to borrow except stealing from trust funds, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger used to do. So they borrowed billions from trust funds. That's illegal. But then they did something even swifter, really interesting. You may remember we had talked about the fact about a month ago that the state treasurer, Bill Lockyer, was going to borrow $5.4 billion from the bank to cover us if the federal government didn't come to a debt deal. Well, as you do know, the feds did come to a debt deal. Lockyer still borrowed the money. He borrowed $5.1 billion from the banks, and that money, which was supposed to go to covering expenses due to the lack of a federal debt deal, is instead being used to cover the deficit. So this was not a happenstance, a coincidence, or gee whiz, we didn't know. The $11 billion budget deficit was planned, organized, and they even figured out how to cover it illegally. And so that's why the state of California starts the month of August 2011 in $11 billion in debt, and it's going to wind up, as best I could tell, if everything's included, by June 30th, 2012, the state of California will have an approximate $40 billion deficit.
Well, now, I thought my understanding was that certainly if the money didn't come in, either through taxation or through grants or these other things, maybe from the redevelopment, that there were going to be automatic cuts, and there were going to come cuts in education, cuts in health care for the elderly, things of that sort. What is going to happen? I thought there were automatic cuts coming.
Yes, but they do not come until December. The way the triggers work is nothing happens until December.
So what happens then between now and December? We just keep getting further and further and further into debt. And then if you wait until December, I mean, how much are you going to have to cut to stop this hemorrhage?
Well, the problem is, remember I said the deficit just for the first month is $11.1 billion. The automatic trigger only allows $4 billion to be cut. So the cuts that they're going to do are not going to cover the deficit. They're not even going to try. They weren't going to try. The whole thing was a fraud on the people of California, that whole budget. I mean, Jerry Brown has shown Arnold Schwarzenegger how to cook the books better than Arnold could. And so we're going to wind up the end of this calendar year in really deep trouble, because there's one other element that we've not talked about. As your audience knows, the actual budget of the state of California is not the $89 billion that the budget claims to be. If you count all the money to be spent in 2011-2012 by the state of California, you're going to be spending between $210 and $225 billion. So you may ask the question, where does the other money come from outside of the regular general fund budget? Well, that is one segment, the largest, is $80 billion from the federal government. And as you know, there's been a debt deal, and there's going to be monies cut and monies that are to be allocated. So we're going to lose several billion dollars this fiscal year from the federal government. That also has to be covered in the total budget of the state of California, and no one's even beginning to address that issue.
Well, now, is this money we're getting from the federal government have to be repaid, or is this just a gift because they like us so much?
That's a good question. Some of it has to be repaid. Most of it doesn't. But one area that has to be repaid next month, and we don't have the money for it, we have borrowed, the state of California has borrowed over $10 billion from the federal government so that we can continue to send out unemployment checks. And based on the law, we now have to pay $320 million just in interest in September 2011 for the $10 billion we've already borrowed. Under the terms of the agreement, the money cannot come from the unemployment insurance fund. It has to come from the general fund. And here's the kicker. In the so-called balanced budget, Governor Brown did not put in a dime for this repayment, even though he and everybody else knew that September 2011 we had to pay $320 million. Now, while all this is going on, and we don't have the money to repay the interest that we must do, the state of California has asked to borrow another $4 billion from the federal government, which, as you know, the federal government doesn't have. So we have to go to the Chinese to give us money give the federal government money so the federal government could give the state of California money for having bad policies. And we can't afford to pay back that money either.
Well, now, basically, is there any question at all that the Fitch or Standard & Poor or certainly Moody's could suddenly write down the value of the bonds here in California, which would, of course, raise our interest costs?
No. Excuse me. The real problem there is the moment you do that, no one will buy a bond. The value of the bonds in circulation will go down dramatically, because that would say that the state of California has defaulted on the bonds. And that would be the final blow to the economy of the state of California.
But, you know, Stephen, sooner or later it's going to have to happen. I mean, basically, they know you cannot keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing indefinitely and not be able, of course, to pay your bills. And it is what the federal government is doing, which is why Standard & Poor wrote down the federal debt. And certainly Moody's and Fitch are simply lying. Well, America, for all intents and purposes, is bankrupt. And certainly all sorts of people are making that statement. China, its rating agencies made that statement. The American people don't understand. The federal government's bankrupt. And this federal government cannot stand behind the states and local communities. Sooner or later, they are going to be defaulting on the loans. You've already mentioned a couple of places that are. But it's only a matter of time before they are forced either to lose all credibility or begin to write down the creditworthiness of the state of California.
No, absolutely. It's going to happen. I'll give you a story from tomorrow morning's newsletter. The S&P folks, who have a contract with the city of Los Angeles to rate the bonds, have informed the city of Los Angeles that they are going to downgrade the city of L.A.'s bonds. They've already notified them. So what do you think the city of L.A. has done?
What?
They fired S&P.
Well, they may very well fire them, but their rating will stand,
Oh, of course it will, but that's the problem. That's how corrupt the system is. The fact is S&P is doing its job, but you have to remember S&P is the firm that told the world Enron was a great firm till the day it went bankrupt. S&P is the one that said, don't worry about Fannie and Freddie. They're AAA rated until they went bankrupt and had to take tens of billions of dollars of federal money to keep them going. So S&P isn't exactly the best firm. Of course, Fitch has done the same with other companies.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Stephen. We've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Fitch, who just gave the U.S. government a three...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
News.com. C-A-P-N. C-A... PoliticalNews.com, and it's free. Great information. God bless. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's Stephen Frank of California, of Political News, and great information. And, of course, what's happening in California simply foreshadows what's going to be happening across the rest of the country as cities and municipalities and counties and states and our federal government go bankrupt. We're already morally bankrupt. And now we're moving towards fiscal insolvency. And, of course, there are people all across the world who want America to go down because of their intense hatred for the United States. And yet the American is controlled by a secret society whose loyalty is not to America, but to a globalist dream. And they are intensely destroying our economy. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to listen to our programs. You need to certainly read the latest newsletter written by certainly our good friend William Grigg, but it's excellent. It's about the riots over there in London. And ladies and gentlemen, these are all staged. You go up onto the Alex Jones website, Dredge website, you find out that many of the young people who are demonstrating have been paid. The police have been told not to intervene. Why? Because if they intervened, or they put on, the police intervened, or they put a curfew on, it would stop this. They do not want it to stop. They want it to get more and more violent. And then out of the violence will come a justification for ever more control over the lives of the American people. And once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we really appreciate our advertisers, and we do have a few of them, and we certainly appreciate the generosity of some of our listeners, and you have my heartfelt thanks. But certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us. Why, of course, we'd love to expand our number of stations. We do have a couple of leads on places that we could get to carry our programs, but we quite frankly can't do it unless we are assured we'll have the funds. We're not going to be run like the government and, of course, go ahead and take on all sorts of debt we can't cover. So as soon as we get caught up and we're even, why, of course, we'll certainly then, then we'll begin planning on how we can expand, because there's never been a time in history where there is more need to get the truth out. Let me suggest some of the material available from Radio Liberty, certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the four CD set on the Dark Awakening. The Dark Awakening. We carry the book, The Black Awakening. We should have that book in. If you want to know how the United States has been funding the drug trade, the books, drugging America, defrauding America, and the cunt for the hunt for Coonsaw. Sydney, that's drugging America, defrauding America, the hunt for Coonsaw, the four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? Maybe there's no war on drugs. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. Most people in the CIA have no idea what's going on because the government is compartmentalized. And, of course, as Henry, as Zygmunt Brzezinski said in his book, back between two wages, but in 1970, talking about how they were going to be able to create storms and droughts and new diseases by the year 2018. Very few people in government need to know. Very few people in government need to know, and that's what it's all about. Conceal the truth. Conceal the truth. Conceal the truth. Even from the people in government, you need to get our four tapes out on deadly assassins. You need to get our four tapes out on economic hitman and the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. To find out how we assassinate world leaders on a regular basis, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.